Well, that passage in Matthew's Gospel is one of the most well-known in the Bible, Matthew's account of the resurrection of Jesus. When you hear a story like this, an initial response may be to think that it defies common sense. How can dead people come back to life? And in one sense, you'd be right. Common sense says that everyone dies and no one comes back to life. Life comes to an end. And that's what we see from our perspective. And so we write it down as common sense. But one of the reasons Christians believe in and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus is precisely because it goes beyond what is common. Common sense tells us what happens most of the time. But the Easter message is that God broke the rules of what's common to bring about hope of something completely new. We know that we're all destined to live for a time. We seek to create meaning for a time, to enjoy the highs of life and to survive the lows, and hopefully, to some degree, leave the world a better place. That's the common life. And sadly, many around the world don't enjoy even this much due to warfare, disease, and poverty. On the other hand, some of us have a relatively uncommon life and are catapulted into the realms of fame and money and success beyond our wildest dreams. And yet it's surprising how many of these find success to be quite underwhelming. Actor Jim Carrey has a number of well-known quotes. One of them is the following: "I think everyone should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that it's not the answer." And in case you think Jim was simply in a depressive mood when he uttered those words, he's not the only one who feels this way. Some time ago, the Wall Street Journal published the results of a survey that shockingly found that while people with basic employment and a roof over their head were happier than those who were destitute, poor people, such as the cattle-herding Maasai tribe of Kenya, who live in dung huts with no electricity or running water, were just as happy as those on the Forbes Richest 400 list. It seems that ultimately no one, no matter how affluent, can truly escape the common life. No one can escape the ordinariness of life and the questions it raises. Is this as good as it gets? Is there really nothing more? Well, the Easter message is that there is indeed something more than the common life. There's something greater than common sense. God went beyond the common and the usual, and he did something supremely uncommon and unusual. He sent his Son to die on behalf of the human race. And he raised him from the dead 3 days later to show that, yes, indeed, there is something more. There's new life. There's abundant life. There's eternal life. All of us have spent our time and energy devoting ourselves to things that we hope will give us meaning. But God created us to find our meaning in him. And when we fail to acknowledge God, to thank him, to seek him out, we're dishonouring our Maker and harming ourselves. But Jesus came to die on our behalf. He took the penalty of death that we deserve for rejecting God. And then he rose from the dead, defeating death, opening up the hope of new life, a new relationship with God that lasts forever. Easter tells us that we don't need to remain shackled to the realm of the common and the ordinary. But by turning back to God and trusting in Jesus, we can commence new life, a new journey, a new adventure that is indeed beyond our greatest dreams. to the 12 candidates who are being baptized tonight. You are publicly making the greatest decision of your lives. A decision you'll never regret. You're not here tonight because of your own wisdom and your own strength, but because God has shown you this new life. He's opened the eyes of your heart to see Jesus for who he truly is. And tonight you will go into the water of baptism, showing your union with Jesus in his death and resurrection. He died for your old life, and in baptism, you die to your old life with him. He was raised for your new life, and in baptism, you are raised to new life in him. Following Jesus will not be easy in the short few years that we have on this earth. Jesus himself did not have an easy life, and he said his followers wouldn't either. But he did promise that he would be with us to the end of the age. And our horizons have now been extended well beyond the common, well beyond the troubles of this present experience, to the sublime and the eternal life that we have with God. Now, perhaps this evening you have questions about Jesus, things you'd like to explore further. And in the brief time that I've just spoken now, there might be more questions for you than there are answers. So let me end by issuing an invitation. St. Alfred's is on April the 26th running the Alpha Course, which is an introduction to the Christian faith, and it runs over a number of weeks. We have meals, we've got great video content, open discussion, and it's a wonderful way to meet new people and explore in a non-threatening way questions of faith and life.